thing about confronting those numerous challenges is that we can face them with some victories already under our belt. And if we take some time to think about it, we can think about those circumstances and how they turn into victories. So as I began to type this message, all I could keep thinking was, how was I going to pull this off? What was I going to be talking about? And better yet, whose brilliant idea was it to consider my name? I mean, for those of you who know me, I pretty much stay to who I know, and I don't speak too much unless you ask me a question, which would then explain how I made it up here. Someone asked a question, and here I am. But I really thought about it, and I figured God was using me as a blessing for someone else, so I accepted the challenge. So I searched through this brain of mine, trying to conjure up something to speak about, something that would be worth your while, and something I wish I would have known when I was in your shoes. You see, many people will tell you what the next chapter of your life is going to be like. They will tell you what to expect, and they will surely explain to you how it went for them back in their days. So I'm giving you a heads up, I'm probably gonna do the same thing. But what they forget to share sometimes is how to handle those situations when they come knocking on your door. But I do understand if you're anything like me, then you just want to figure things out for yourself once they arrive, or what some people would like to say, you're just hard-headed. You see, it wasn't so long ago that I was sitting in your shoes, and I do mean it wasn't so long ago, since I still look 18. There I was, excited to be leaving my mom's house and entering the college world. No more curfew, no more asking for permission to leave the house, and no more being nagged about doing chores. I was about to enter a whole new world of freedom, but little did I know those little things that were instilled in me at home would greatly affect my years away at school. So let me go ahead and give you a snapshot of my educational journey. Once again, I attended Florida A&M University in Tallahassee, Florida. I graduated from the School of Journalism and Graphic Communications with a bachelor's degree in public relations with a concentration in education. I was torn with what I wanted to do with my life. You see, statistics show 50 to 70% of students change their majors at least once. Most will change their majors at least three times before they graduate. So my young people, if you're still torn between what you want to do with your life, relax, take a deep breath, and allow God to be in control of your life. And if you don't want to take my word for it, no worries. Just open up that Bible app, because I know many of you don't carry around actual Bibles anymore, and turn to Proverbs 3:5, where it says, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, he will guide your path. But let me go on. I finished school a semester behind, which wasn't my plan, but by this time I learned that it was never in my timing. After graduating, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. You see, by this time, I realized public relations wasn't something I could see myself doing for the rest of my life. My heart just wasn't in it. But that concentration in education was still holding on strong. So I moved back home, and I took a little over a year off to figure out what was next for me. During that time, I signed up with an organization called AmeriCorps and dedicated myself to a year of service working in the public school system. I worked at Madison Middle School as an interventionist and worked with the lowest percentile of 6th through 8th grade students on their reading comprehension skills. I will say, working in the public school system that year brought me tremendous joy, but it also made me appreciate the sacrificial hours teachers invest into students' lives. So that year brought me so much joy that I knew working in the K-12 sector just wasn't for me. During my time at the middle school, I was in constant communication with my mentor, who advised me to consider the Higher Ed Administration program at FIU. See, getting my master's sounded really nice, but the idea of writing more papers and studying, it was a huge turnoff. Nonetheless, I did consider it. With a higher education degree, that meant I could work just about anywhere inside the university system, whether it be in the Office of Advising, Financial Aid, you name it, wherever the office is in the university, I could be placed there. Plus, I liked the idea of working in the university realm, as opposed to the middle school and high school, because those students are somewhat more mature. So I took a leap of faith and I applied to FIU. That's right, only one application was filled out for graduate school. I said to myself, if it's meant to be, God will allow me to be accepted into this program. Long story short, I was accepted and I graduated last May with my master's in higher education administration. That is my educational journey thus far. Now, many come up to me and say, so you start your PhD yet? And the answer is no. But I am allowing God to lead me down whatever path he has for me. And just to let you know how funny God is, I didn't care to work with middle or high school students, which I said earlier. But through my job at FIU, I work in the pre-college department, which puts me still in communication and constant contact with middle and high school students. So he gave me what I wanted, which is to work in the university realm. And he told me, basically, it's not up to you. You will still be working with high school students. Now to the graduates. Each of you are entering the next phase or chapter in your life. From middle to high school to college, or college to graduate school or the workforce. Whatever door you may be walking into, I ask that you walk with a purpose and to always keep the end in mind. You see, if you keep the end in mind, when distractions and circumstances get in your way, that end goal will always be in the forefront to keep you going. Because you already know, God has your right hand and will give you the strength to make it. You just have to do your part and trust in him that he will guide your path. So today, I will be giving you three tips for a successful journey. And to start, tip number one, get to know God more and build healthy relationships. There is nothing like having a strong relationship with our Father. He is our light, our salvation, and our stronghold. He promises us that he will guide us along the best pathway for our lives, and he covers us by watching over us. So my first week in Tallahassee, during my freshman year of college, I found a flyer to a Christian Bible study on the floor. Perfect place to find one, don't you think? I decided I should go ahead and give it a shot. So that Thursday night, I walked in, and it was a room filled with college students. It was pretty amazing to see, especially since you always hear adults tell you some kids go off to college and they end up losing their mind. But when I walked into that Bible study, all I could see was people glorifying God. By the end of the Bible study, I felt I was back at home. Everyone seemed genuine, and that Bible study became my new spot every Thursday night at 8 p.m. It was nothing like being around dozens of other young believers, praising God on a college campus and digging deeper into his word. Some of my closest friends today came from that campus Bible study. So for the graduates heading away to school, one of my top advice is to find a church home. You see, school will have its tough moments. Life will have its tough moments. But one place you know you will always and forever have is the church. You see, like a compass, the Bible will always point you in the right direction. You want to stay grounded, and the best way to do so is by reading your word daily. My tip number two is pay attention to people's expiration date in your life. When I left to go to school in Tallahassee, I left with dozens of friends from high school. Some went to FAMU and some went to FSU right down the street. Today, many of those individuals I no longer call friends. You see, the older you get, your mindset should change. There is no reason why you should be the same person you were your senior year of high school, your second or third year in college. You're going to have those friends who love to party and club. You may have those friends that like to drink a little excessively, or the friends who give into peer pressure and indulge into drugs. But whatever the case is, you must know when to back away. Don't let anyone stunt your growth. A little story I can share, which I probably will never forget. I was in my second year of college, and a friend of mine had begged me to go to a party with her, a fraternity party with her. For those of you who don't know what fraternities are, they're basically an all-male organization group whose purpose is to do community service and activism. But for those of you who are familiar with fraternities, it was Omega Psi Phi. Mind you, this is my least favorite group at the school, but being the great friend that I am, I decided to go along with her. I made her promise me the minute I was ready to leave, we needed to leave at that moment. Was that the worst decision I made? Yes. It was a house party filled with hot and sweaty people. I soon then found out the only reason why she wanted to be at that party was because there was a guy there that she really liked. Next thing I know, she tells me she needs to use the restroom and she'll be right back. To make this long story short, I never saw her for the rest of the night, and I ended up having to call a ride home to pick me up. Her expiration date, it had come. The next day, she apologized, and I forgave her eventually. But that night let me know we were on two different paths. Now, this doesn't mean you should stop being a friend every time you have a disagreement or a person does you wrong or dirty. But what I am saying is you need to use your discernment and make wise choices, because during the next chapter of your life, you're entering into, you'll be faced with pressures of the world. And my last tip for the graduates is trust God when life is disappointing. You see, when I first started my first semester of grad school at FIU, only maybe 20% of my education was being paid for, and that was by a federal grant, which means I had to take out a loan. Of course, no one wants to have to take out a loan, but sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. I prayed something would come through, so I searched up and down for a job on campus. By November, three positions had opened at the university, and I applied to two out of the three. If you want to know why I didn't apply to the third one, you can speak to me afterwards. I received a call from both positions to come in for an interview. I interviewed for one on a Thursday and one on a Friday. And by that Monday, I had received a call from one of the offices offering me a position. Now, the reason why this was such a big deal was because having this job would pay for 80% of my tuition. So if you do the math, I already had 20% being taken care of, and this 80% that was coming in, which meant 100% of my grad school expenses would be taken care of. You see, I could have just decided to quit looking for opportunities to better my situation and instead just become content with the cards I was dealt. But I trusted and prayed to God that He would open doors for me. Now, stories like mine may not always turn into a happily ever after ending at all or so quickly. I'll tell you a story about a friend of mine named Brittany. Brittany attended the University of Florida and was a pre-nursing student who dreamed of being a nurse all her life. By the spring semester of Brittany's second year, which was in 2014, she had applied to UF Nursing School, and by the summer of that same year, she found out she had not been admitted. Brittany was devastated and had cried many tears. Brittany changed her major to health education and behavior and finished her degree in that in 2016. Brittany was torn because she wasn't sure if God was telling her nursing was not on her path, as she had thought, or if it just wasn't her timing. She decided to aim high and applied to three nursing schools, Johns Hopkins, Duke University, and the University of Florida. Would you believe it if I told you Brittany got accepted into all three? Well, she did. Brittany felt the Lord was leading her to Duke University in North Carolina, so she committed to going there. The next problem was finances. Brittany had no idea how she was going to be paying for out-of-state fees. She started up a GoFundMe, which is an online donation website you can create for yourself, to help with her moving expenses along with her tuition. Brittany made it to North Carolina and started school August of 2016. By October 18, 2016, Brittany informed her family and friends with an update, which I'm going to read for you. Just a short time ago, I started a GoFundMe campaign. It was by far the most vulnerable thing I've done to date. It was not easy exposing my weaknesses to everyone, but I did it. I received many messages, advice, and donations in the process. It was slow to start, but with every donation, whether big or small, I had the opportunity to advance myself another step in the direction of my dreams. To those who knew what a struggle it was for me to get here, my heart is grateful. Many told me I should have gone to a cheaper school and don't make a dumb loan mistake, but I felt like my dream was much bigger than money and it was a risk I was willing to take. Others encouraged me to step out on faith, and something will indeed work out because God is always in control. After much thought, I chose the latter, knowing who I belong to. During this time, I grew so close to God I even got baptized. What a beautiful yet challenging season of growth and hard work. The purpose of me telling you this was not to just thank you for your financial and emotional support, but to share some amazing news. I was awarded the Nurse Corps Scholarship, which pays for all tuition, fees, and monthly expenditures. I had such a calm and reassurance from God during the waiting process. To the people who constantly encouraged me and prayed for me, this one is for you. See, I share Brittany's story with you because it's so easy to give up on things when they don't go according to your plan. Whether it not be getting into the school of your choice or having to retake a class so you consider changing your major. Those are the moments and times when you have to trust in God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but seek His will and He will guide your path. I had a few moments in college when I called my mom crying my eyes out, and she probably would have sworn someone had died, but I had failed a class. So to my graduates, I say, do not be ashamed when things don't go your way or when all the cards feel like they're not playing in your hand. Things will happen. Sometimes a class may not go the way that you need it to, but the whole point is to always be focused and keep God in your pocket and in the center of your life. So to all the graduates, I mentioned earlier on how to handle tough situations when they come knocking on your door, or better yet, when they come knocking you down. If you didn't catch on, the quick answer is trusting in the Lord. He gave each of us peace, and He is holding each of your hands on the path you are on. There will be difficulties and problems in life. Expect them, embrace them. So grads, I'm going to leave you with three F's that I hope you remember, and hopefully you don't receive any more in Jesus' name. Face your fears, forget your failure, and faith. Keep your faith. Skies is not the limit, it's only the beginning. So lift off, graduates, lift off. Thank you.